Shiite Muslim gonna die.
Dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well kill one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh!
No!
Seth has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on!
I really hate you.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, guys?
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the f***? What is Soda doing?
Go! Kill him! I'm gonna miss the edge! You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Oh, oh
yes, I did start recording doing that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Josh. To be fair, we only got like the last half of that.
Oh,
so we didn't get the whole thing. But I was trying to be nice for Ian's sake. Okay.
Thank you. I always get the whole thing.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Banned. You were banned from the show.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to episode 28 and a half is what we're going to call it, because last week we didn't do a show. Let's just say we took a vacation.
Technical difficulties.
And technical difficulties. We had vacation.
Somebody
and
slammed
difficulties.
Their laptop on the desk. So
No. It was because of the DDoS attacks, guys.
Yeah. Because Pornhub was taken down. He didn't know what to do.
You got it. That's exactly what happened.
Guys are freaking out. Pornhub is gone. out, man.
All the DDoS attacks just totally hit us really hard, guys. Like, we couldn't even get up and running because, you know, we're just so popular that these hackers, like, had to target us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to make a point. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to do an episode. So, welcome to episode 28 and a half. Yay. Anyway. Oh, what's going on, guys? What's been going on in the world of gaming? Anything cool recent?
Like this DDoS attack? Gamescom happened, like, 3 weeks ago.
It was a week ago. I'm pretty sure it was
a week and a half ago.
I'll settle
for that.
A week and a half. So it coincides with our 28 and a half episode. All right, cool.
Yep.
So yeah, Gamescom was awesome. Josh, you said you were playing something?
Oh, I actually was playing. I downloaded this really cool iOS game.
Mobile gaming?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, what's it called?
It surprised me.
Do you take clothes off of women?
Let's talk about the different game that I downloaded.
Okay. Not the game you showed me. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, not that one. Asphalt 8 Airborne, it's a racing game. It's pretty fun.
Well, wait a minute.
You play a racing game?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Wait, first off, you're playing a racing game.
You're playing a racing game.
And on your phone.
Takes patience and perseverance and practice.
No, that's not you. Ian.
I know, right?
You're talking about like NASCAR racing game. Like just.
No. Any racing game requires
a lot of patience. I've never played racing games. So it was just really surprising that I liked this game.
Okay. Have you ever played?
That's all I was going to say something about it.
Asphalt.
Oh my God. Really?
Oh.
No, it's ASP. So it's not even asphalt.
Oh.
Asphalt. I don't know.
Have you guys played Midnight Club Racing?
No.
Midnight Club Racing?
Dude, I told you. Yeah. I've literally never played racing games.
Are you talking about Midnight Club?
Yeah, Midnight Club. Just Midnight
back
Club.
Back in Xbox?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Xbox One Days?
Xbox One Days?
Original.
Damn it! Ian's actually gone into the future. And this is future Ian speaking to us.
The first Xbox. You mean Xbox One? No.
Nobody buy a Wii. Oh, wait. Everybody already knows that. Never mind. Oh, yeah, dude. The Midnight.
That was a
Midnight,
fun game.
Dude. I think actually I used to play it with you because that was back when we played Halo 2 and you were like the only person that owned the game.
I don't remember playing games with you.
Oh my god. Dude, we played Splinter Cell.
Oh yeah. You suck. I mean, we were great.
Dude, I did
wow.
suck.
We went against Zero and Iggy. I remember that.
Yep.
That's what I remember.
The two most obnoxious, rambunctious people we could have gone against two calm, normal people.
You could have just said asses and it would have been the same thing.
Yeah, asses.
Because that's what they were.
Asphalt.
We love you guys.
Psh, not really. Dude, I'd be surprised if they even know about this show. Actually, they're probably listening right now.
Your mom's listening right now.
She yep. is. Thank you very much.
She's like half our viewer base.
She's a strong supporter of the show. I mean, she's donated money.
Donated
money, and you know, all that good
Mom,
stuff.
I need some lunch money today.
Okay, son.
What were we talking
about? I want lunch
money
too, man. I'm broke.
Dude, I want food now. I've actually been sitting. Wait, real quick. I've actually been sitting here while we've been talking about food.
Let's start a Kickstarter for Pizza Hut. Or Pizza Hut, for all three of us. There's
a really nice Mexican restaurant in my town. We should start a Kickstarter for that. To eat there.
To like buy the Mexican restaurant?
Can you imagine if I started a Mexican restaurant?
Oh, dude, your tacos are amazing, man.
It's not my tacos, my wife's.
His
tacos. Stop talking about my wife's taco.
You're the Mexican, though. So, I mean, technically they're yours because they're Mexican food.
Wow.
Wait, well, what is Rachel?
I don't know. She's married to a Mexican. She's an honorary Mexican.
I don't know.
I don't. I don't know.
Is she home? Is she home right now?
Yes.
Get her on the mic.
Rachel, are you considered an honorary Mexican?
She's busy making dinner that is not tacos.
Why would you make dinner that's not her
that
tacos?
Doesn't make, that's not
Be, because she hates me.
That's not ethnically allowed for you.
She's deliberately torturing me. That's what she's doing.
Wait, by not making tacos?
Yes. That's torture.
Non-Mexican food. It's horrible.
It's torture.
What is your...
Every Hispanic person has to go through that.
Can you make like some chimichangas or something the next time I come down there?
No, I can't. Mm,
chimichanga.
I'll make you a chimichanga. I'll put like laxatives all in it.
Huh. Dude, why would you do that?
Why would you even... Cool. A chimichanga is a laxative.
Yeah, but at least it tastes good.
Oh, no. Chimichanga, just fried burrito, man.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, video games.
I don't know. I was talking about an iOS game, so I don't know what
you guys were talking about.
We
started talking about Midnight Club, and then I still can't believe you've never played any. Wait, no. Okay. But that's a lie, Josh. You have played a racing game before. You know why?
Star Wars Pod Racer.
Well, that's another one. Technically, that's a racing game. But you and your brother used to play Road Rash with me and my sister.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. That's a motorcycle Sega game.
It's a racing game. You have to race to the finish
line.
People
with chains and whips. Like,
and pipes.
You wish you could do that today in real life.
All right.
Dude, that Road Rash was like,
well, I mean, you know,
one of my favorite
games.
And,
oh, never mind.
Oh, God.
No.
That's
no,
not.
It was taken away. No.
Not
bad.
What I wanted to hear. Uh-uh. But, yeah, dude, that game was sick.
Technically, that
game was awesome. And if I could make another list, maybe we could make a list of, like, favorite retro games. That would totally be on my list.
I'd totally do
that,
man.
Dude, we used to play, like, what it was, like, Hockey 98 or something.
Yes!
That game was amazing. You, like, bash the people through the walls.
Who plays a hockey game, man?
We did.
It was amazing.
It was so violent, man. It was great. We played that. We played NBA. Was it NBA All-Star?
Oh, God. I don't even remember what. I remember the NBA game we used to play.
Banjo-Kazooie.
It was like 2-on-2, right?
Yeah, it was 2-on-2 basketball game. And we played Banjo-Kazooie a lot.
Yeah, we
hated Banjo-Kazooie.
I actually remember, like, dude, when we were like 10, you or your brother, I don't know which one, would call me up and they're like, how do I get past this part? And then like you would put the phone up to the speaker so I knew what was happening.
Wow.
And I could like tell y'all what to do. Oh my God. Those are some good times, though. Dude,
that's awesome.
This is some original times. Game walkthrough.
Yep, exactly.
Welcome to Lance's game walkthrough of Banjo-Kazooie via phone.
Oh no, my village just got raided on Clash of Clans.
Wait, I still haven't played that game that you guys want me to play.
It's starting to bore me, dude. Like, dude, everything takes like 5 days.
That's because
to upgrade.
You suck at the game.
Whoa.
Your mom sucks.
She died. She tried playing the game and she's not very good at it. Thanks for dissing my mother. Oh god, I gotta see how many trophies I lost. This is not good.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Oh my god. Is he really freaking out about Clash of Cans?
Clash of Cans.
Oh, Josh.
Where cans matter and the balls don't.
You know, that's how Chinese people name their kids is they put a pebble in a can and they
Oh my god, stop.
No racial comment.
Yeah,
and no, it's silverware. It goes ching chang ching ching.
Oh my god,
that's the joke. Yeah. It's a horrible joke.
It is horrible.
Disclaimer, real quick: the thoughts conveyed by Negative Apex are not necessarily the thoughts of Rage Crew Radio.
Exactly.
Dude, my thoughts are never the thoughts of anybody else, man.
You know what? You're Polish. What Polish person is racist? Because everybody makes fun of the Polish people.
That's why I'm racist,
wait,
man.
How do you
makes
make
fun of me.
How do you make fun of Polish people? I don't know enough about
I'll
Polish people.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Not on air.
So this guy just used 10 dragons on my city, Josh.
What?
10.
I don't know what that is.
10 freaking dragons.
What?
I hate this game sometimes.
Dragons. Oh, my God. Maybe you should hire, like, a
dragon
player or something.
Slayer. Oh, speaking of which...
Jesus, dude. That echoed into time itself.
I wanted to talk about The Witcher a little bit.
Oh yeah, The Witcher looks great, dude.
But
oh my god, so pretty.
If you're a console player, then there's a possibility that you're not going to get 1080p. On 60 frames per second. So,
well, if anybody saw the walkthrough during E3, every console gamer should have been, man, I wish I was a PC gamer. Because even, you know, to be honest, I bet to achieve those graphics, you'd have to have a pretty high-end card. But
like a Titan.
Yeah, we've all seen
two Titans.
It looks amazing.
It does.
No, it doesn't take two Titans. No,
dude, it takes two Titans just to run it at 10 frames per second. Okay.
What?
That
only takes $2,000 to play this game.
Fact.
Do you want to play it?
You complete bullcrap right now.
Yeah, it looks crazy pretty. Crazy pretty.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's like it's between The Witcher 3 and Dragon Age Inquisition. Like those games were super pretty.
Yeah, Dragon Age to me was a shock because it's supposed to be using Frostbite, and I know the Frostbite engine looks amazing, but when I saw the demo, I was like, that doesn't look like Frostbite at all. That looks really really good.
It looks like Frostbite 2.0. Or something.
5.0.
5.0.
2.0
yeah.
is already out.
Is it really? Or
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's already out.
Oh, wow. I'm retarded.
No denial.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's besides the point, Lance.
You guys suck.
We love you.
Kind of. Since we're talking about Dragon Age, we talked about this last time. Or, no, we didn't. My bad. Mm-hmm. We wanted to talk about this last time. The enemies in Dragon Age. I'm pretty sure, Josh, you're the only one here who's played the other Dragon Ages, I think. Ian?
Yeah, I've never played Dragon Age.
Okay. Based off what you know of the first... Have you played both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Based off of what you know from the first and second game... Are there any, like, antagonists that... Wait, is it protagonist or antagonist? Antagonist. Yeah, antagonist. Yeah, antagonist from... Shut up. Shut up, Prowler. From the second game that might be returning to the third one, or was there any particular main antagonist?
Actually, I'm not even sure what Dragon Age 3 is about.
You asked Josh. He can't remember what he had for lunch yesterday.
That's true. Well, so during the first Dragon Age was all about fighting the Darkspawn.
Right.
And then
I
can't even remember what the hell the second Dragon Age was about because the story was awful.
Guys.
So did you even finish the second game?
Yeah, I finished.
Okay.
Okay, that's off topic. But I really want to talk about it, but it's off topic. Anyways.
Okay. Later.
I don't even know. The enemies look cool. Like, they're different. Like I saw some enemies like I've never seen before. So that's why I was like, I don't even know like who you're fighting for, you know, like really, because the enemies look really different.
Yeah.
The whole fighting dragons thing in the open world is going to be amazing, though, with the like destructible environments and all that crap.
I keep thinking of Skyrim, though, in that aspect.
It's not going to be as fighting as a dragon in Dark Souls. Sorry, it's not going to be the hard.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Anyways, Morgana's back. Or Morgana. What?
Morgana?
Morrigan.
She's going to be in League. I mean.
League?
She's going to be from League.
Yes, she's
Dragon
in League.
Age.
Some sort of temporal time warp happened and their universes crossed.
Morrigan. God. Leave me alone.
Is she a.
What?
She's a protagonist?
Super hot. I don't know.
Wow.
She was your friend slash not friend. You could fuck her and
whoa,
big,
she
whoa,
super
big
hot.
Bleep.
We're gonna
bleep,
put a bleep in
bleep,
there.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
I need more alcohol.
I don't think
no,
you do.
No, you don't. No, see, there is a certain limit I do not reach because that word is the only word I know.
Dude, I remember the first time you
got drunk. Yeah, so this is Josh. He's like challenged me to shots of vodka. The difference is I had vodka. He was using water.
That was hilarious.
You know, I'm an idiot, and I'm like,
you didn't know?
I'll beat you. Wait.
Josh, how did you pass that by him that you were drinking water?
Because I was already gone.
Yeah, he was already gone.
I was on another planet.
I could have literally poured a glass of water in front of him and he wouldn't have probably known.
You can't beat me.
Except it wasn't you can't beat me. It was F.
Oh, man. I would love to meet that Ian.
I was just repeating what Sesame Street said. You know, the letter of the day was F. That's all I was doing.
He just really enjoyed that episode of Sesame Street.
I watched Sesame Street.
I was just being nice and not making Lance bleep an entire minute of
the
show by actually saying what you were saying.
I wasn't saying anything wrong. No.
I'm dude, if you get him drunk on like vodka or anything like that, he gets so bad. He starts cussing
which
like a sailor.
I'm totally bringing vodka next time I come down there. Oh, which by the way,
we can challenge him to a drinking match and we can drink water.
Hey, real quick guys, on a serious note, about the show and coming down there. I have a friend.
You're doing this on the show?
I have a friend who makes, who has made a board game, a legit board game. And
like checkers?
No. Well, maybe.
Dude, that's already been invented, man.
Right.
Guys, I made this awesome game and I'm calling it checkers.
Checkers. Connect Four.
But I was just thinking, you know, maybe our listeners are interested in, I mean, we've done board games before. I say board games like, you know, role-playing kind of stuff. And basically, he made his own version of a game. It's called Monsters and a something-something Portal. I don't know.
Wow.
But
that sounds
it's
awesome.
Really good.
In a something-something Portal.
You should make a movie.
Heroes in the Monster Zone. Maybe that's what it is. Heroes in the Monster Zone? Anyway,
there's no portal in that second one.
I'm gonna look
Heroes
it up real
quick.
Heroes
of a Monster Zone and Monsters of a Something Something Porter are two like complete.
You said porter. There's no beer involved.
Hang on, I gotta find it. Because basically, what it
know,
is.
That's okay, Ian. Lance. Oh, Ian.
Oh my God.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, oh, I got it. I got
it.
You
get us mixed up all the time.
Here
so.
It is. I'm going to put it in Mumble. It's called Mighty Heroes and the Monster Zone.
Where's the portal involved?
I don't know. I got sidetracked.
You know, Portal 2 was a good game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Portal 2 is cool. Anyway.
Wait, you started a Kickstarter?
Yeah, dude. Look at it, man. Look at the pictures.
Wow. Like a Kickstarter and everything, huh?
Look at the stuff. There should be a trailer somewhere. I'm not sure.
There's
like a Kickstarter that says, buy me a computer.
There's like a whole board thing, and then there's like cards.
So what I was thinking is, this is a really good friend of mine. I was thinking we could like, he's trying to get it, you know, started off. We could get his prototype, and we could like play it on air and have him like join us on like via Mumble and like explain the game to us
on how
I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Shut up. Josh, I'm gonna ask you.
Your voice got higher, dude. It was funny.
Because I'm a girl.
I love tabletop games.
Yeah. So I'm gonna come down there and like This is my Charlie Kelly impersonation. Is your cat making too much noise all the time?
Oh my God.
No, but in all seriousness, this I think we need to play, and we could just have the creator on and he could walk us through how to play it. And maybe we could do like a webcam, and that way we could have like our viewers check it out and see what it's like. Because,
yeah.
Only
if Ian strips for me on the webcam.
Oh my God.
Or we could, oh, you know that one picture we found where like the naked Mexican was like on the floor having tortilla chips poured on him?
No.
Whoa.
We could redo that picture.
No.
Ian, you and me.
No.
I could pour tortilla chips all over your naked body.
Tortilla.
What?
Tortilla.
This is... I'm just going to move on.
Game show has officially been canceled. It is now a naked tortilla show.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio After Hours. Hey.
Uh-huh.
All right. What else
Where
is going
on?
Where
the queso isn't what you think it is.
What else is going on in the gaming world? Oh, my God. I'm going to shoot both of you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, Twitch, guys, Twitch was just, as of Monday, acquired by Amazon.
Whoa. I thought Google bought it.
Nope. Apparently,
I'm getting confused because everyone said Google bought it because Google buys everything.
But Rage Quit Radio, like 2 months ago, we were the first ones to talk about it. So we were the first ones, and we're the first ones to talk about this. We even beat IGN and Joystick and Game Informer.
Uh-huh.
We had an Amazon representative come to me directly and told me before going to anyone else. Okay. So, anyway, I thought what was interesting was they purchased it for $970 million in cash. Cash. Not check. Not buy bonds or anything like that.
Yeah, they did say cash.
Cash.
How much was it?
$970 million in cash.
You know, dude, can I fill up a swimming pool and just swim in that?
Yes.
And it was all $1 bills.
Yeah, Scrooge.
That's ridiculous,
dude. You know, why does Amazon need Twitch? What are they gonna do?
Yeah, it says Amazon and Twitch optimize for our customers first and are both believers in the future of gaming. Being a part of it says in the part about why they chose Amazon over Google is Emmett Scheer, who is apparently the Twitch CEO, says
his last name is Scheer.
He says, "We chose Amazon because they believe in our community. They share our values and long-term vision, and they want to help us get there faster. We're keeping most everything the same: our office, our employees, our brand, and most importantly, our independence. But with Amazon's support, we will have the resources to bring you an even better Twitch."
Did they say if I could turn back time at any time in the interview?
If I could turn back time. If I could
I seriously want to know what the crap Amazon needs Twitch for.
I don't know, like, but I feel like it's better than Google.
The extent of my knowledge in Amazon is that they sell crap online.
Amazon's huge, dude. I mean, they do own a good, huge, gigantic online store. But, you know, they come out with tablets too, dude.
It might be something to do with their movie streaming, too. Maybe they're trying to do movie streaming and game streaming.
They do already do movie streaming and music streaming.
And music. They've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, a long time.
What I thought was interesting was Google told them that they would buy Twitch for an even $1 billion, which is, I guess, $30 million more than what Amazon.
But it wasn't in cash.
But it wasn't in cash.
It wasn't cash. Amazon just went up to them and threw dollar bills in their face and like, yeah, we got that.
Dude, they're wiping their butts with their money that they just made.
Whoa.
Dude, man, I would wipe my butt with money if I had that much money.
No, you wouldn't, because you'd probably catch some weird anal disease.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's weird.
No, that's
a bad idea. You wouldn't do that.
No normal person would do that.
Would swimming in money, like, give you, like, a thousand diseases
or something?
I've got, like, all the diseases in the corner.
Interesting to dang note. It.
Why did you bring that up, Ian? You ruined my dream of swimming in money. Sorry.
Ooh.
I don't want to die horribly of 1,000 diseases. I will be known as the million disease man.
The million disease man.
$7 million. What is that? I don't even know, man. It's like the, $1 million man?
The $1 million man.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was like... The 1 million disease.
No. $1 million man. That's all it is.
Oh, so yeah. There's no the.
The $1 million.
$1 million man. Does,
million
no,
dollar man.
Yeah.
Million disease man.
You ever heard the, we can rebuild
I
him.
Don't know.
We can make him
we
faster.
We have the technology. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
faster.
That.
And then
stronger.
Like, what,
stronger.
Family Guy did the skit where it's like, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Oh my God.
But I don't want to spend a lot of money.
And he has like
a trash can and a rake as an arm.
He's got a plunger as a foot or leg.
Plunger as a foot.
Oh my God.
What's interesting to note is that some sources are saying that the deal could go through as soon as Monday, which was, it says today.
Technically, Twitch is already
2 days ago.
It's already confirmed. It's done.
See, and that's what I was going to say. Others are saying that it's far from complete, which I don't understand. People are just trying their hardest to get weird stuff out there.
I don't know. As opposed to like half of them saying Google bought it, you know.
It's confirmed that Amazon has bought it. Twitch is doing a stream as we speak as to Amazon owning them.
So just half the game websites are just retarded?
Yeah. Well, no, they say update. It says blah, 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 confirmed Amazon bought Twitch.
So they did update it. And we were stupid.
You know, if you look at the internet, you'll learn things.
I don't do that, dude. The only thing I use the internet for is porn.
And the eraser.
The internet doesn't
lie.
The
eraser.
Okay.
What?
The internet doesn't lie.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm Rebecca Black.
You
it's
wish.
Friday. It's Friday. Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Down on Friday.
When I worked at IHG, the hotels group, my manager, every single Friday, would turn on Rebecca Black in the morning and play it for an hour.
You know what?
You're allowed to assault someone at that point.
If I was a manager, I would do that to my employees too.
No, you're
just
awful.
To be a
you should be
jackass.
It was terrible. It was absolutely
screw
terrible.
Screw you guys. You all don't do any work, so you're going to listen to Rebecca Black.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what else is going on, guys? What else? What else? What else? Oh, the DDoS attacks. Right?
What?
The DDoS attacks, maybe?
The what?
DDoS.
The DDoS.
Oh.
My God.
I thought you said Texas.
The DDoS Texas
what?
Attacks.
How did you get Texas from DDoS?
I am totally not listening to music.
Josh, the
You're
Texas attacks.
Idiot.
The Texas attacks, man.
The Texas massacre. DDoS massacre.
The Texas massacre.
threw some taxes at people.
Oh,
some
God.
Axes. And
oh, my mic almost
people
fell.
Died and... You know,
God.
It was awful.
Just talk
Did
about
you read
DDoS,
about this on the
man.
News? I mean, it was awful.
So
many taxes.
Crap. Wait, I closed down my link, apparently. Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
I was,
God.
Like, looking through it in Mumble, because you posted it in Mumble.
No,
and I was like,
I'm not
I don't know.
It's in Mumble, you dudes.
No, remember, I logged out.
I found it. Guys, I found it.
I need somebody
oh my God,
to repost
found
it.
It.
I found it. I'm so special.
Somebody
so
help.
Sexy.
No, you're not.
I put the thingy in the thingy.
No, you didn't.
In the thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how babies are made.
Hey, put the link in Mumble so we can talk about the details.
I put it in the show notes.
Oh my God, hang on. Stupid things are playing. Oh, I can't stop it.
What are those noises?
I could.
Hey, you know what's great? Adblock.
Dude,
buy it
yeah.
or
it,
download
yeah,
it
block,
or install
dude.
It.
You know what's the messed up thing is before the page loaded, I hit the mute button on Chrome and it still played it.
Yeah, you know Adblock, dude. That's been around for like a year now.
No, I refuse
freaking
to do
install
it just because you want me to do it so bad.
Jesus, oh my God. Like, I don't even know how you use the internet without Adblock.
How do you live?
Adblock. I could not stand using the internet without Adblock.
You can't stand using the internet.
Well, that's true.
Hey guys,
but,
send
you know.
Me a link to Google.
Yeah.
To Google's homepage.
Send
me a link.
Just Google it, dang it.
No.
Oh, can you send me a link to that?
It's like, just type in the words in the search bar.
I mean, that's a lot of hassle, dude.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's a little bit of hassle. It is a little bit of hassle.
No, seriously, somebody please post it in Mumble.
Jesus, dude, it's in the show notes right now. Look on the freaking show note page.
Wow.
Jesus.
Where?
Baby Black Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What
You're
the
a noob.
Heck?
You're such a noob.
It is sitting
okay.
Right there in the chat.
Okay, shut up. I got it. God.
You got it? You sure?
So.
Are you listening to ads it, right dude. Now because you don't have Adblock on?
I don't understand why a group hacks somebody and then goes on their Twitter and then is all like, hey, we're receiving reports that Jay Smeldy's plane number 362 from so-and-so to so-and-so has explosives on board. Please look into this.
Whoa.
From their Twitter account.
How does nobody find these guys is what I want to know.
Because, dude, it's a conspiracy. Lizard Squad is the government. Yeah, think about that. Anyway,
if that's true, I'm gonna become a rebel and start killing people.
Oh no, I used the wrong card. I mean, I'm not playing Hearthstone.
Wow, good job, bro.
Remember,
you're a valuable asset to this show.
Remember,
yeah.
I used to do that all the time. Y'all would hear
oh my
sound effects go.
dude, like I used the wrong thing, man. I'm gonna lose.
You always use the wrong thing, Ian.
I do.
Ian doesn't
what?
Know how to
how?
Use his thing.
He doesn't,
yes,
man.
It, No.
He doesn't. You know, Ian's a really pretty guy, and he's very hot. He's a pretty guy. Know, just disappointing in bed.
Wow.
So, anyway.
While Slacker Prowler over there plays Hearthstone, Josh, let's talk a little bit about the DDoS attacks. Hackers have targeted Battle.net, Sony Online Entertainment, the PSN Network, and League of Legends. What will be done? Who can save us? Apparently the FBI, because they just now got involved.
Dude, they should have got involved like 3 years ago.
I know. I remember when we first started talking about this. I think it was like on one of our first episodes.
It was our very first episode that League of Legends got DDoS like five times.
And then again, the same thing. They went after a wide variety of large networks and communities. And for what? For what purpose?
Hey, at least Pornhub didn't go down this time.
It went down last time.
Wow.
I think League of Legends has been targeted like every freaking single time there's a DDoS attack.
I just dropped my glass and my mic is falling.
Oh my God. Wow.
Dude, what a League of Legends
person you are.
League Okay, Jerry.
Jerry?
That was a Parks and Recreation reference. I've been watching a bunch of that lately.
Jeez, we all watch that.
Jeez, Jerry.
Wait, am I the only one that doesn't watch that?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the internet, I started watching it because the internet was all like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing since, you know, sliced bread or
Porn
something.
Hub, dude.
Oh. Porn Hub. Best thing since sliced bread came back up since the DDoS attack.
I wouldn't mind watching that just for that black-haired chick that always seemed pissed. What's her
name?
Audrey
Plaza. Yeah,
Audrey Plaza. Dude, she's hot.
Yeah, she's cool.
And she plays WoW.
She's very cute. And she's like cute. A really good actor
stuff. Argue that. I'm just saying you're really weird.
I like how you said she's a really good actor. She's like Keanu Reeves. She plays the same character every single time.
That's fine.
How many actors play the same character?
Oh, Jesus!
I just lost in Hearthstone, so I can talk now.
I just spilled beer like all over my wine.
All over your wine?
My mic.
Oh.
It's making noises.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, did you just destroy your mic?
He's not talking. Anyway, the DDoS attacks. You know, I'm surprised that nobody has sued anyone.
Especially now that they have an account to track from, unless they're doing...
It's like they're stopping business. You know, there are companies that can sue people for interrupting, you know, their business.
Here's
my
theory.
Why has that not happened?
Because here's my theory. If you'll recall, a while back, Google hired, what's his name, that one hacker? You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. That hacker that brought down, crap. Any listeners, please help me out here. Like, tell me, I can't remember his name. Anyway.
Snowden?
No, they hired some like 19-year-old guy that was some famous hacker or whatever, and now he's working for Google. I think Google attacked these other companies.
Yes, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to interrupt your League time so you'd go Google. God, I hate League.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why.
Think about it. They would have to go Google.
It's just some dude that's like, you know what? Everybody should not have fun, and then did it. That's what it is.
Everybody should not have fun. At least last time that they got DDoS attacked, they were aiming after that one streamer.
Yeah. Phantom Lord got hit pretty bad. Which, I mean, they've gone after several streamers, but he got hit pretty bad. And what was so funny is, I mean, he had like a SWAT team at his house. I mean, can you imagine streaming and you're like, oh, hold on, it's my time in Hearthstone. I got to pick what card I got to pick. Oh, there's a guy with an SMG.
Yup.
in my face.
Pointing at his head. the difference, I guess, with this attack than the last few attacks is they rerouted Jay Smedley's plane, which is I guess Ian, he's the CEO of Sony.
I don't know. I just thought he was some high-ranking guy. I don't know who he is.
Let me try to find out. Let's see. President of Sony Online Entertainment.
Is it the guy that always gives the conferences that I don't like?
Probably.
He's got the goatee going on. And,
I'm seeing some pictures of him, and I see no goatees. Anyway.
Oh. All right. Hey, is my mic making noises still?
Yep. You're gay as usual.
I think you're fine.
Really
no, he's being stupid.
No, it's not making noises, you boob.
You're such an ass.
He is an ass.
What? No!
You know, you're an ass, but I'll tell you anyways. Ian,
no.
My pants are all wet.
No.
What?
My pants are all wet and they're sticky.
Yeah,
oh
my because God. You spilled beer all over them, you idiot.
This is good quality family radio.
Hated E for everyone.
That's wrong.
We need to play the Adam and Eve commercial. Hang on, let me cue it up. Hang on.
Oh God, no!
No!
You just started this.
No!
So, Unity, huh? Assassin's Creed Unity.
What the heck are you talking about?
Are you talking about Unity with Adam and Eve?
Assassin's Creed Unity. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Assassin's Unity.
You said Assassin's, not Assassin's.
I know. Assassin's. That was kind of the point when he was talking about Adam and Eve, and
no,
I was like,
no.
Assassin.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was the point,
no,
Ian. That was the point.
No. Edit out. No.
Edit out what? Oh my God. You guys are retarded.
Oh my God.
Ian's retarded.
I'm not retarded. I didn't.
You
say...
are retarded.
Oh my God. I quit.
I no quit. More Hispanic. You can't quit. I quit.
No more my.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it?
Well,
that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order.
God.
You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life.
Gifts.
First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD.
No!
And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types. Who've never tried Adam and Eve before.
Ian.
Just
Talking
go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy,
oh,
a
no,
sexy
no,
piece
it's
of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter
shiny?
Offer code
DEAL48
at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48.
Really
that's DEAL.
All right, Adam and Eve, you guys owe us like $100 for playing a commercial on our show.
Give us money. Give
just
money.
Don't inhale it, touch it, or lick it, and you'll be fine.
Oh my God! What are you talking about?
Oh wait, no. Here's y'all want to hear the weird one?
No,
I have to emergency. Be right back, and I will be right back in like one second.
God.
He just doesn't want to hear the
emergency. Are we gonna talk about like we have like? I was gonna say, have we talked about vehicles?
Vehicles?
Video games. Good God.
Have we talked about vehicles?
I've drunk a little bit too much tonight, I think. I don't even know.
I think we all have. I think that's good for the show.
Anyways,
This is what, guys, this is what happens when we don't have anything to talk about.
We have things and stuff to talk about.
Things and stuff. Oh.
Things and stuff. Hey,
let's talk about how's work?
I just burped again. I burped.
Oh, I thought you just asked me how work was.
How's work today, Ian? Everything was going good for you?
Everything
how's,
was going
how's
good.
Everything going?
Good. Yeah, editing like
good.
A boss.
All right, cool.
I'm going to pull up the top 15 games at Gamescom thing.
I don't have that link.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to give it to me, Lance?
I'm
going
to give it to you.
I found it.
Oh, can you send it to me? Because I still haven't found it yet.
Wow. It's like the second link in Mumble.
Oh, why I closed my Mumble, remember?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Please resend it, buddy.
Channel, negative X.
Jesus. Link to IGN.com. Freaking link.
Yup. Well, almost. The 15 best games of Gamescom. By the way, this is not our list.
This is somebody else's. I don't think it's actually listed. It's just like the 15 best, but it's not in order.
Gotcha.
It totally can't be in order.
Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
I'm totally not back.
Okay.
Ian, we're talking about Metal Gear Solid.
Ian's not back.
Okay.
Oh,
and
poop.
I think you're like the only one. I don't know. I haven't played that at like all.
Dude. Ian and I saw the trailer or the presentation,
mm-hmm.
and we could not stop laughing. Anyone else who's seen it knows mm-hmm. why. He's literally in a cardboard box that like transforms into a 2D version of a lady in a bikini.
Yeah, and the guys are like, oh my God.
The guys are just like, oh, a girl in a bikini, and they run up to the box and Solid, you know, just like stabs them.
And then he.
Oh my God.
And then there's the version of her standing up with like her hand on her hip, and then there's one of her laying down with her like hand on her neck, on her head, and the guards are like, ooh la la, ooh, and they die. And actually, I thought it was really hilarious how one of the guards ran up to the cardboard box that Snake was in, and he literally walks out of the box, and the guard is still like, ooh, like mesmerized.
You know, he's been alone for a long time. His name is Bob. He's had problems.
Bob the Builder?
Yes. And then that happened to him. What a sad story that is.
That's very sad.
The Master Chief Collection, obviously the best game of Gamescom.
You mean the Master Collection, because it's going to be the best thing ever.
Ever. And stupid fanboy Josh over here is going to be it all like, I'm getting a PlayStation because I care less about Halo. This is where his exact words.
Wait, would we be the fanboys and he wouldn't?
No, because he's going to PlayStation now. He's a PlayStation fanboy.
But we're buying an Xbox for Master Chief.
We're not doing it just for that. Shut up.
But we are.
Believe.
Think of the other games in the Xbox One. Like,
dude, I had somebody ask me. Okay. I had somebody ask me, like, because they were trying to figure out a good game to play. And I was, like, listing off a bunch of games. And it's like, and they like, well, like, what games are like on the Xbox One or
Titanfall,
the PlayStation 4?
No.
What are on that you can't get on PC? And I was like,
I don't know. I'm lost.
Oh,
Master Chief Collection. That's not out yet.
There you go. Hey, 343 said if we get enough people asking for it, we'll do it. Bull crap.
Yeah, I think that's bull crap.
We'll never do that, man.
Bull crap.
Microsoft would lose so much money, it would be like, I don't know, bad.
Oh, holy crap. I almost forgot. We have to do Ian's tag segment.
When?
Now, because...
Now
we have to do it now. We have like 8 minutes left in the show.
I can't.
Oh my
read,
God,
Lance.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can't read, Lance. Lance, what do I do, Lance?
Oh no,
Ian, you have to do your text segment in under 30 seconds because we only have 8 minutes left.
Seconds, you dweeb. Can't do it in 30 seconds. There's a lot of tech. A lot of tech.
So
okay,
we'll round out.
All right, let me do the quickie.
Let me do my quickie. I thought you said you didn't have a quickie.
What? It's last week's quickie that I didn't.
Okay,
do.
Hang on.
Oh
hang on.
My God.
Let me cue up your new intro. Okay, this is gonna be interesting. All right, here we go. Wait. Just go ahead and talk. I'll insert it later, like a boss.
Insert. Please insert here.
That's what you said.
Welcome to Negative Apex's Quickie.
Welcome to Damn Here Quickie Time, where we explode information's in your face faster than a jackrabbit on moonshine.
Wow. What? That was your cue.
What the hell was that? That was literally the worst intro into something.
That's because
Josh, you sound less excited if you were like getting an enema or something. I'm getting an enema.
I'm getting an enema.
Here's the Negative Quickie.
That's because you guys are idiots and you don't know how sound editing goes. That's where I would put your actual intro.
Just
over
do
it.
Your quickie. Damn.
Oh
my god!
All right. Metal Gear Solid 5 will be available for PC. Don't ask me any more questions because somebody else put that in my quickie and I have no idea. Gun Simulator is planned to come to the Xbox One in the future. Yes! we're getting close to rush of releases coming this year. So a quick reminder. Destiny's coming out September 9th. Buy that game. It's great. Shadow of Mordor, September 30th. Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of
idiot.
Mordor. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take another sip of my beer real quick so I can tolerate
it's not going to help.
Pain in the assness. All right.
Continue.
Isolation is coming October 7th.
Woo!
Assassin's Creed Unity, October 28th.
Woo!
Sunset Overdrive, October 28th.
Who cares?
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I wrote down Knock 4th, but I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be November 4th. So, because I don't remember any months beginning in Knock. Nocturne.
I don't remember
Nocturne
any months beginning with Knock.
Knock. I'm pretty sure that's November. Anyways, the Halo, the Master Chief Collection, November 11th. Far Cry. Wow, that got like less of a woohoo from you guys than the others.
Okay.
One person did.
I'm gonna just
let me.
All right.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection coming November 11th.
Woo! Yeah.
Get some. All right. Far Cry 4 coming November 18th. Dragon Age Inquisition November 18th.
Oh yeah.
Get
her done.
Get her done. Little Big Planet 3, November 18th. Omega Red, Sapphire Blue, Pokemon, November 21st.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5, December 31st.
Nah.
And the new Super Smash Bros., December 31st. And stuff that's coming in early 2015.
Oh,
Evolve, The Witcher 3,
talking.
Battlefield Hardline, Tom Clancy's Division, and Dead Island 2. Those are coming out eventually, guys.
You realize by doing that now,
so
which gave you,
3, you idiot.
Gave you nothing for next week.
It's okay.
Now you can't talk about those next week.
I can talk about something else next week.
This is kind of true.
Like me and Ian together forever.
Together
right.
Forever. So, vote. Do we do Ian's tech segment?
I
think
we should do Ian's tech
3 minutes.
I just want to.
We have 3 minutes
just
left.
Force him to do the tech max.
Oh,
we have 3
God.
Minutes left.
3 minutes? I can't do it in 3 minutes.
Come on, Ian. Pressure's on, all right? It's the
okay,
bottom
okay.
of the ninth.
Right,
you
do you want
do
me
it.
To do it or not?
Do
it. Do
it.
Pop
do
it
out. Do it a home run.
Wait,
go.
Wait. Stop. Hang on. Pause. This is where the sound editing goes in. Okay, go.
Welcome to Prowler's Tech Mix.
Wow. I think you should just leave that in.
Just shut up, you stupid pervert. All right. AMD actually had a event a couple days ago, depending on what day you're on when this
AMD.
Comes out.
The
yes.
retarded cousins in the P processor industry.
What? Anyway, if you're not him, they actually released a new processor for the AM3 Plus platform, which is shocking, which is the FX processors. They're coming out with the 8370 and the 8370E. FX. If you want to know the difference, Fox. I don't know what it is. All I know is it will have a turbo core frequency higher than the 8350
processor.
Is listed to be cheaper than the 8350. So if you're making a gaming rig, make sure to keep an eye out on that. All right. There's a ton of AMD news, so sorry. AMD announces the Radeon R9 285, which is based on the Tonga GPU, or supposedly based on. Now, there's nothing too exciting. There's nothing new about it other than the price is supposedly going to be cheaper than what the 280 and the 280X is right now. And supposedly rumored is the AMD R9 285X, which I know nothing about because there's nothing on the internet about it.
Then so make it up.
Just Google it and leave me alone. Anyway, more AMD news. AMD is actually coming out with SSDs, but they are not actually theirs. They're actually made by OCZ. That still doesn't mean that they're horrible or anything. OCZ does make good quality SSDs. And if you want your rig to be totally AMD, there you go. I don't know how many differences in sizes are going to be. That hasn't been fully announced. But like I said, AMD will be releasing them as R7 SSDs. If you want to be any more confused about their stupid letters and numbers. Okay.
Ian.
Intel news.
What? Think about like 30 seconds.
What? No, I can't do 30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds. The X99 platform is rumored to come out, I think, the 29th of August. Okay. The 5820K is going to be supposedly $400. The 5930K is going to be $600. And the 5960X is going to be over $1,000. If you are building a workstation or a awesome gaming rig, you must honestly wait until Haswell E comes out or the X99 platform. That's all I have to say right now, other than keyboards and memory, which I won't get to. Okay.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that next week. Next week.
I had to take my pants off because they were all sticky and wet.
Guys, we gotta go. Hippo Juice is gonna cut us off any second. So, because they love to do that. Anyway, thanks for listening to this very abnormal show of Rage Quit Radio. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch, and other places that we don't know yet. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and tune in again next week for another episode of Rage Quit Radio. Bye-bye.
My pants are wet and sticky.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?